Welcome to the View Chosen Podcast. I'm Coach Benton Williams. The View Chosen Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. In today's episode, the acting CEO of Botswana Tourism Organization, Kitume Tsetlang, at the recent WTM Africa show in Cape Town, revealed ambitious strategy for diversification and growth for the Southern African nation. She also gave an update on the country's mine strategy, which she described as cardinal to their tourism drive. So welcome to the Via Tourism Podcast, and we are at a World Tourism, World Travel Market Africa here in Cape Town. I have the acting CEO of the Botswana Tourism Organization. Madam Tsetlang, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Always a pleasure seeing you, Kojo.
Okay. Now, tell us why you're here, first of all.
Botswana and as other countries are here at the World Travel Market with 25 companies from Botswana who sell packages to Botswana as hotels, as destination management companies, as well as mobile operators and lodges. And we are here, obviously, to sell packages to Botswana, looking at the regional market as well as the international market. We are particularly interested in the South African market. This is a market closer to home, a market that we want to turn around and increase travel into Botswana from. And obviously a market that is interested in events. We are here to promote Botswana events. We are here to promote travel to Botswana for leisure.
Okay. Now, let's start from where we last met in ITB Berlin, okay? And about the destination and what you're doing. At the moment, what's your key target for 2024 at the destination?
We are diversifying the Botswana tourism product.
What does it mean itself? What does it itself mean in terms of diversifying the product?
Yes. We are looking at promoting Botswana as a MICE destination.
Okay.
We have recently concluded on the MICE strategy.
Is it out yet? It's already out.
It's already out. Okay. Yes, it's already out, and the rollout and its implementation has started in earnest. You know, we are hosting quite a number of events in Botswana, high-level events. In fact, in May, from the 5th to the 8th of May, we will be hosting Forbes Under 30 in Botswana for the third time. And the idea here is to keep growing Botswana as a MICE destination. We are hosting Kawa Dune Challenge in the first week of May as well. We are hosting the Makadikadi Epic skydiving event in July. We will be hosting Botswana Travel and Tourism Expo. In fact, this year we have, like we've done in the past, published an events calendar. This events calendar is intended to facilitate industry to package events as part of the leisure packaging that has been taking place anyway. So this year, we are all about MICE. We are going all out to position Botswana as a MICE destination.
Okay. Now, when you talk about the MICE destination, it will lead me to the question around infrastructure and all of that. What kind of infrastructure have you put in place to ensure that all these events that you are coming, it's over and beyond just the Grand Palm area, and you have other venues that can host these events?
You see, the interesting thing about tourism is you can be creative around just anything.
Yes.
We have infrastructure that's good enough to host what we are able to host now.
Okay.
But the plan is to expand the infrastructure that we currently have. And looking at conferencing facilities that we currently have, which we are able to tweak, to increase, and to reshape and repurpose to ensure that we are able to host events that we are targeting to host this year, and also growing our infrastructure going forward to ensure that we are able to host much bigger events. And particularly, what makes me happy as somebody who works very closely with government is the commitment by government to help facilitate MICE by ensuring infrastructure is put in place.
Any tangible commitment that you can make mention of?
Conferencing facilities, roads, and we are looking at, obviously, skills. There's need for skills to be able to host and know very well how we should host for the MICE sector or for the MICE industry, and hospitality as well. looking at facilities that are currently existing, looking at improving them, looking at improving the service to ensure that everybody that is in Botswana and has a stake in ensuring Botswana succeeds as a MICE destination plays a part. But like I say, when you have commitment from government to say we will prepare and facilitate infrastructure to support MICE, then you know you are 10 times or 10 feet or steps forward in achieving your dream as a MICE destination.
I know one topic that is very dear to the heart of the government of Botswana is around transformation. And you in the tourism sector have been talking about that. In the last edition, you talked about how you are helping indigenous-owned businesses to be able to participate. Where are we on that?
It's important to always have locals participating in tourism.
Yeah.
Not just in numbers, in terms of the numbers of local participants,
yeah,
but in terms of value as well. So what we are doing now is ensuring that we strike a balance between foreign direct investment as well as local citizen participation and tourism. And what we have been doing is implementing the community-based natural resource management strategy. And this is a strategy that, first of all, recognizes and appreciates that we depend mainly as a country on natural resources, and also appreciating that these natural resources, we have people that live side by side these resources, and the people get or tend to contribute a lot more in conservation when they see the value that they draw from the resources. So the CBNRM policy is this policy that we are implementing in Botswana right now, and this seeks to ensure that we get more participation and value from the locals. And we are very, very happy that we are seeing a trajectory, especially coming down to the younger market or to the younger age investors who are now holding the bull by the horns and saying, we are going to be part of this industry and we are going to contribute to its development, and not contributing by just sitting and waiting to be spoon-fed, but by also coming up creatively and saying, this is the way we should go. Looking at what has been done in the past and coming up with innovative ways of now improving on service delivery and packaging and product delivery from the tourism sector.
Finally, let's look at numbers projections. What's your expectation for 2024 as a destination, as a BTU?
We are currently 75% into the 2019 numbers,
okay,
looking at extrapolated numbers. But the idea is to surpass 2019 by 2025. That is where the world is going, and we seem to be doing very well in terms of that. Our interest is to see us surpassing 2019 numbers, and numbers not just in terms of arrivals, but also numbers in terms of tourism revenue, as well as numbers in terms of the increase in length of stay for a visitor coming to Botswana.
Any campaigns to shore up those or give impetus to that?
We are, as you can see here with the industry, selling packages. The most important thing is to get a step on a stoop. We've done generic marketing. We will continue doing generic marketing. But what is most important is to have somebody signing on a dotted line to say, I'll bring so many customers to Botswana. And global marketing, global advertising, digital marketing, as well as person-to-person and direct marketing is what we will continue emphasizing on. Because the idea here, like we say, is to have a global network that would be able to send numbers to Botswana even when we are home, taking care of the customer.
In 10 seconds, why should anyone choose Botswana?
Botswana is the destination to visit. Botswana is a destination compared to none. The Okavango Delta, the Chobe, which is provides you with water activities, home to the largest herd of elephants globally, the Tulu, which is rocky, Kalahari with its sand, sporting activities, the tranquil and experiential destination that Botswana is where the world should be going for relaxation.